Blog Talk Radio.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Thursday, May 19th, 2011. Welcome to the program. It's Disorderly Conduct, open lines tonight. Feel free to call in, give me a ring-a-ding. Shouts to MILFtastic, Joe's Barbecue, and various guest listeners filing in at the moment. I had a fantastic day today. Enjoyed yet another glorious San Francisco day. It was sunny and clear out. A slight wind, which kept me cool during the day. And I had a fantastic time hanging out in the city. Also, I had a good time hanging out on BTR today. I made the rounds once again. That's right. I am one of the biggest BTR sluts on this channel, on this network, whatever you want to call it, this website. And I stopped by a program earlier today. It was the Coffee Party USA Blog Talk Radio Show. If you're not familiar with the Coffee Party USA, they are an organization that is basically aimed at being the left-wing equivalent to the Tea Party. And the One Angry Jew and I paid a little visit to the Coffee Party and their Blog Talk Radio show. And I have a clip from that I'm going to play in a little bit. And also take your calls. Your calls take priority. It's open lines tonight. It's Thursday. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. The number's 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'll be right back. Join me, won't you?
I'd like to see you after the show.
Thank you. Vincent Negay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Everybody, it's Vince back with you on another Thursday edition of Disorderly Conduct. Shouts out and much love to the chit chatters, the early chit chatters, and 24, Joe's Barbecue and MILFtastic. I love you. If any of the three of you individuals would care to join me on the program, the lines are open. It's open lines. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Shouts to Goofy Bone. I made the rounds today, as I said. Hung out with Goofy Bone on his show today. That was a lot of fun. Shouts to the kids over at the, what is it called, the Coffee Party USA, the Log Talk Radio Show. I hung out with them this morning. You're going to hear that in a second. Oh yeah, I hung out with Tony Venuti too. I forgot about that. I hung out with Tony Venuti. Yeah, he's a great guy. Right, I get around, kids. It's just how it is. When you're Vince in the Bay, and you're as large and as in charge as I am, you just can't help spreading the love. Oh, yeah. So I had fun reading horoscopes last night. I don't know if I'm going to do that every night, but I could do that again tonight, too, if you guys want more horoscopes. I'll do more horoscopes as well. But yeah, so I'm going to get into this now, I guess. Sure, why not? So let me preface this. The One Angry Jew and I, We crashed the coffee party, if you will. There's a Blog Talk Radio show here called Coffee Party USA. And it's basically a left-wing, liberal-leaning, progressive-leaning political action organization or whatever. They're trying to counteract the Tea Party. And they got their own little Blog Talk Radio show, and they had this chick on talking about bullying and trying to have civil discourse, a civil exchange of ideas in the political arena. And yours truly and the One Angry Jew decided to pay them a visit. over there at the coffee party. And this is how it went down.
Hi, you're on the air with Annabelle and Carolyn.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Ms. Lucas Meyer. I'm a public speaker, a paid professional. I'm also a listener. I have a psychology degree, and I'm a what would be called someone who listens very intently and hears things. And I have to tell you that I've been listening to your speech this morning, and you used a word several times that made me wince.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what that word is. Ordinary. You have described the American people as ordinary. And I thought, well, maybe I was wrong in my predilection to wincing. And so I looked up the definition. Let me tell you what it is. Commonly encountered, usual, of no exceptional ability, degree, or quality. Average, of inferior quality, second rate. And you have described the American people, it doesn't matter what side they're on, as inferior in relation to government officials. I believe that was a quote that you used where you were talking
about how you were in
government.
Let's let Carolyn respond.
No. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch your name.
With you, madam.
What's your name?
You may call me Harry if you'd like.
Okay. Carolyn, you want to respond?
Well, I just wanted to say that, number one, this is very interesting to me. I use the word ordinary to apply to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not ever stopped to look it up in Webster's. And there's no intention on my part to
mm-hmm.
have the connotation that you're suggesting by the use of the word. I definitely will think about it. It's frankly a word I've used often with many, many people living their lives in the country, people from all walks of life. But I know, sir, that I did not say anything to imply that ordinary Americans, in the way I was using the frame, were inferior to people in government. And I think probably what you're quoting, I was not quoting because I don't have the quote in front of me, but I made a reference to Thomas Jefferson saying that the best public policy comes from the integration of expert knowledge
mm-hmm.
and the wisdom that comes from ordinary people.
Right.
So
well,
I'll take a look to see whether I should find a word other than ordinary to capture the difference. What I mean is Americans of all walks of life living their lives in this country.
Mm-hmm. I completely understood what you were saying. Move on to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Hey, ladies, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm out here in San Francisco, and it's a breath of fresh air to hear two lovely, intelligent individuals such as yourself trying to conduct a civil conversation on the issues. And I might not agree with everything that you ladies are spewing here on the air, but I am encouraged by the fact that you are trying to bring a civil discourse back to the airwaves, and kudos to you for that. However, I think bullying is a term that you can apply it to a lot of different scenarios, and I think bullying really lies in the eye of the beholder, if you will. If you think about when you were bullied as a kid, from your perspective on the playground, when you got nailed in the head with that plastic ball or whatever it is, that rubber ball, you know, that stupid thing you have to play kickball with as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you interpreted that as bullying when you got nailed in the face, in the forehead with that when you were on the schoolyard. But maybe that person wasn't intending to bully you. Maybe they just simply had a personal vendetta to bring against you, and that's how you know when the people don't have a good hold of the issue is when they start going to personal attacks. And a lot of people complain about being bullied because they don't have a good grasp of the issues and they can't respond
to an
argument.
Okay, well, thank you. I think we understand.
And then sometimes.
Thank you. Okay, so I think the caller is saying we need to clarify better what was meant by bullying.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completa de la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Okay, you're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
You gave me.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
And now, boy, Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slump troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The dude. Where's one of them?
I'm a troll. A liar.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, Vince of the Bay back with you. I hope you enjoyed that. Joe's Barbecue says, a little pushy. You thought I was a little pushy? Well, I don't know if it came through in that clip, but the subject was bullying. And I was trying to more or less verbally bully her by just talking without stopping and talking over her. To the point where she had to just cut me off and hang up on me. I don't know. For me, that was sort of the irony that I was going for, was that here I am talking about bullying and I'm talking over her and kind of bullying her in a way. Maybe that came through, maybe not. Oh, well. All right, let's take calls here. I got somebody on the line here waiting with their hand up patiently. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, we're talking about bullying, right?
Yeah, sure. Right? We're talking about bullying. Yeah, let's talk about bullying. What are your thoughts on bullying?
Well, you know that old TV show on, I think it's like Nickelodeon? It's called like Bully or something, or like Recess?
First of all, you're going
to talk
a little bit slower. I can't quite what you're saying.
Right, I'll talk a little bit slower. All right, back in the old days, I think it was like 90s, they had that old TV show called like Recess or something. It was Recess, and they had like a little kickball and there was a bully on it. And then kids growing up saw that stuff, and then they're like, wow, that's bowling, you know, and then they came into like a horse lane or something, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, something like that. Nice try, bro. That was an attempt at a prank call, I believe. And, you know, see, that's the thing. You got to really think through these pranks. I prank people all the time. I mean, half of the time when I call into these shows, even though I say who I am, I'm essentially pranking these people or trolling them, whatever you want to call it. I'm not a troll per se, but I do dabble in prank calling for sure. But what you got to do is, if you're going to prank, you got to be first of all, you have to have it thought out. All right. You can't just have a one-liner out there, because after that, you're just hanging in midair and you have nothing. You got to follow it up with something. So let's try this call. Area code 608, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? We're talking about bullying, right?
Yes, bullying. What are your thoughts on bullying?
Well, I like to bully people because I like to beat the shit out of nerdy faggot cocksuckers like you, faggot pussy bitch. Suck my dick, retard.
Okey-dokey. There you go. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I guess we were talking about bullying. We don't have to stay on that subject. But yeah, that was the subject on the coffee party program. The buzzwords that they were using, though, were civility, which I can't even say. That's like a tongue twister, civility. Can anybody please tell me how to spell that, say it, and give me the definition? I don't even know how to do it. Civility. Civility. Being the art of being civil, I suppose. Let's see. I'm going to try to find this episode. Civility information. Yeah, that's what they called it. Civility information. Or civility and information. Whatever. The question, the show is titled with a question. How do we get America talking with civility and information? Talking with civility and information? That doesn't even make sense. That's not even like grammatically like... doesn't even make sense grammatically. Seriously. How do we get America talking with civility and information? I understand with civility. Okay, that's an adjective or adverb or whatever. But information, how do we get America? Imagine if there's not two things there. Let's say it's civility and information, right? What if it's just information? Try asking that question and tell me if it makes sense. Take out civility. How do we get America talking information with information? Are you kidding me? How do we get America talking with information? That's fucking retarded. But they throw in civility in there. Oh my God. And these people thought they were having they prided on themselves on having a civil conversation, a civil exchange, if you will. Exchange was another buzzword. Civility and exchange. A civil exchange of ideas and information. Yeah, very civil. They let me talk for about 10 seconds and cut me off and didn't let me respond. Just basically ignored me and then hung up on me. Pieces of shit. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. If you want to hit me up, it's 347-826-7667. We're waiting to hear from the Jew. Apparently the Jew is visiting another program right now. And once he's done over there, he's going to drop in and tell us how it went. So let's take a call in the meantime. I got a call now from a blocked number, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm going to read you some poetry. Here
oh,
I
sweet.
Come.
Hey, wait,
they
hang on
call
a second.
Me.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Okay,
before you
okay,
start,
hurry up.
You start, before yeah. you start, you got to turn down the volume on your computer or whatever in the background because I was getting some feedback.
Oh, yeah, my bad. All right, here
all right,
go.
You got the floor. Go for it.
All right, here I come. They call me a beast like none before. I suck the abscess of dead infants. I want some more. I am baby killer. I kill pregnant sluts and whores.
Oh, he was doing so good. He was there. I don't get it. What you got to do is you just got to breathe. He sounded really nervous. I hope he calls back and tries again because I thought he had potential there. He was going to read some poetry. I'm a big fan of poetry. I have appeared on several shows reading poetry. I've read poetry on this show. Erotic poetry. And I encourage people to share their poetry or whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to get out there. let me know. Share it with me. 347-826-7667 is the number. Again, shouts to One Angry Jew in the chat room now. You just missed it, One Angry Jew. We played the clip of you and I on the Coffee Party show. And the folks that have been tuned in early on here got a little taste of that. I'm also taking calls. We were talking about bullying because that was the topic of conversation on the Coffee Party program. But then let me get some calls. And there was a gentleman that called in and had some erotic poetry he was sharing with me. And he seems to have come back, I hope. I think this is him. Let's see. Hey, is that you?
Let me try again.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, you know what? Before you get going, just relax, bro. Just breathe.
Yeah,
explore
I got it.
Explore the space. We're not in any hurry. All you have to do is just relax and deliver, baby. And if you mess up, don't even call attention to it. Just pick up where you left off at. All right, go for it.
Right on, man. I got this. Okay. Here I come. They call me a beast like none before. I suck the abscess of dead infant. I want some more. I am baby killer. I kill pregnant sluts and whore. Splaying inside the womb, red and wet, I tear chunks from the pussy, red and wet, mangled, unborn baby. Eat the meat dripping from filthy, cum-stained, blood-soaked, rotten cunt, infant skull exploding in my mouth. Its brain on the floor, I grab its tongue and tear it out. Dead meat for me, I can't believe how much this baby is bleeding. Its tiny stumps pour out more, and its dead mother's open sore. Its guts paint the floor. Its flesh I shall gorge. It seems feasting on young infant's flesh has made my semen leak. I am aroused. Fuck, I'm crazy. Fuck, I fuck the blood. I need meat on my cock. No meat can satisfy me. I must spew my seed. Funk flows through the mangled infant. Now I chop it up. That was it, man. Did you like it? Did you like it?
Oh, hey, you know what you're supposed to do when you finish? You're supposed to say, and that's that piece. Oh, he hung up. What a pussy. At least stick around for your criticism, asshole.
What a silly Negro.
All right, we got some more calls here lined up. Let's see who we have here. Is this Dalton?
That's me.
Hey, man. What's going on, bro?
Not much, and I just want to apologize for last night during the bull poem thing. I didn't know that my mic was on.
I'm sorry, what happened?
When you were reading that thing, I don't know exactly what it was. It was like a little thing that we were reading last night.
I don't know, the horoscopes?
No, the other thing. The thing about the tongue and everything. I don't want to get into that, but I'm sure you know where I'm going.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. But whatever, what about it? What's the deal?
When I was making noise and you were talking about how Hishu mutes out, I didn't know that my mic was up, so.
Oh, yeah. No worries, dude. It's all good, bro. It's all good. Don't worry. But, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you joining me tonight. And I was over, for those of you who weren't listening to Debbie Daly's show earlier, I appeared on Debbie Daly's show with Dalton here. And Dalton gave me a reading. I was asking him for a romantic reading. And he gave me some feedback that with his intuitive feedback I felt a little shortchanged on to a certain degree. Not no offense to the woman that you suggested would be my romantic interest. Not that I wouldn't want her as a romantic interest. I just don't see how that's going to work out. But I don't know. We'll see. So with that out of the way, I want you to do another reading for me, if you don't mind, Dalton.
No problem.
All right. This is a different reading. The earlier reading was a romantic reading. Now The same type of reading. Again, my prospects for the second part of the year. But instead of romance, I'm curious about finance. Like, how are my finances looking for the second half of the year?
Second half of the year. Give me just a minute. I'll come back with you.
All right. I'm going to take another call. I think the Mexican's here. You figure that out. I'll come back to you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. While Dalton's trying to figure out what my finances are going to be like for the next year, I'm going to bring on another financial expert. He's a member of the Capitalist Army, and he's also the janitor here at Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, Goofy Bone. Hey, Goofy.
Vince, I thank you for always remembering that, man. People don't realize who cleans the shitters here at Blog Talk Radio. But thanks, Vince.
Yeah, no worries, bro. It's all good. So what's on your mind tonight, man? What's new?
None, just chilling, you know, just making shows, you know, drinking, having a couple of pipe rips. Fuck. Nice. Just chilling, man. It's popping.
That's what's up. Nothing, dude. You know what? I'm starting to get fired up for football. I'm starting to think about the Raiders again.
No. Are they going to play? Or are we still in the fucking mumbo-jumbo fucking shit?
Oh, fuck that shit. I don't care about that. But I got fired up today, but I don't care if it's going or not. I was on YouTube today watching a bunch of old NFL films with old Raider highlights, like Kenny Stabler days.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, I was fapping so hard to these Raiders clips. It was insane. And so when football season comes around, bro, I want you to come on and do the same sort of thing we did with hockey, but with fucking football with the Raiders, dude.
No problem, Vince. No problem. Fuck.
That's right. I can't wait for it, bro. Autumn, the autumn wind is going to be blowing. Just autumn wind. Just a few months from now, the autumn wind will blow.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Oh yeah, bitches. Motherfucking Raiders. Raider Nation.
That's right, ladies. The autumn wind is blowing.
Fuck yeah, man. Nailed it right there, man.
Motherfucking, that's right. From a half-empty Mount Davis, it's the Oakland Raiders. The black and silver are just the blacked out once again, but that's fine. You can watch them in their gay ass white uniforms 8 times this year on the road. So we look forward to that. I don't know. They just had a draft. Did the Raiders just draft anybody good?
I don't give a shit about that. I only give a shit about what the results on the field, Vince.
That's right, results on the field. You're right, my Mexican friend, Kimo Sabi. Fuck yeah. Can't wait for that shit to get going.
I can't wait either, Vince.
Hey, the Jew, a fucking the Jew, like, was hanging out on the line, and he just bailed. I guess he's butthurt that I didn't, like, bring him on right away. Jew, I saw you on there. I was going to bring you on in a second. So if you want to call back, dude, I want to know what happened. Because apparently tonight, all right, I'll spill the beans. Apparently tonight, the Jew called in to the Larry O'Connor show, the Stage Right show, and he's back now from that. And I'm wondering, he's supposed to give us a report on how that went down. So if not, I guess I'll have to check the archive when Larry's show ends in like 20 minutes. But Jew, if you're out there listening, call back, dude. I'll bring you on. Don't worry, bro. I was fucking just getting fired up for the Raiders with Goofy. Fucking sue me, you piece of shit.
No, man. Fuck. Come on.
Hey, Dalton. What's your favorite football team?
My favorite college football team is Alabama.
Crimson Tide. Yes, the Crimson. Yeah. They won the championship. What, 2 years ago?
Yeah, they did. I went to school with Julio Jones, Vince.
Who's that?
He was the quarterback of the Crimson Tide. I went to high school with him.
Right on.
Okay.
And as far as the question you had asked me earlier about your finances.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Goofy, just to get you up to speed, Dalton gave me a reading on Deb Daly's show earlier, and that was about my romantic life. And I asked him, you know, what my romantic prospects were for the new year and the rest of the year, the second half of the year. And he gave me a reading on Deb's show about that. And now on my show, he's giving me a second reading, this time in regards to my finances. So apparently he has the results. Let's hear it.
They are good. There's nothing bad that I can see.
It's good. You mean that doesn't tell me much. Am I gonna double my money? Am I gonna be making more than I am now? Am I just gonna hold steady? It sounds that I'm not gonna lose money. That's good. But I wanna like be ahead of at the end of the year. I'd like to like quadruple my net worth by the end of the year. Is that possible? Slowly, but it will happen. Jesus Christ. That doesn't tell me anything.
Slowly, you might as well just say you're going to have a heart attack tomorrow.
My word.
Whatever. Sorry.
Good times, good times. So what else is going on, Dalton? What else is new with you, bro?
Not much. I'm thinking about Emily. I won't see her until next weekend because she's going to state Special Olympics tomorrow. Troy, Alabama.
So are you worried that she might hook up with another Olympic runner? Because you know that's what happens in the real Olympics. That's what happens. All these athletes, they go away to some foreign country and they spend like a month out there. You know, last time it was what, in China? And they have a little village. It's basically like a big area with a bunch of condos where all the athletes stay. And after the athletes are done, you know, perform or whatever, doing their events, they just party the rest of the time. And they end up all hooking up with the other athletes at the Olympics. And the Olympics are notorious for just athletes hooking up left and right. And I'm sure the same thing happens at the Special Olympics. So, Dalton, are you worried that maybe your girlfriend might be hooking up with other athletes at the Olympics over the weekend?
It's not that. It's just that I won't be able to see her because I know that she wouldn't do anything like that to me.
Yeah, but that's what everybody thinks. Yeah, I understand you're trying to reassure yourself, Dalton, but that's sort of the harsh reality, though, is she's probably going to you know, she's around all these other athletes with really hard-toned bodies, with really firm butts, and you know, really, really well-endowed men who are going to be throwing themselves at her.
Come on, Vince, don't say that, Vince. You're going to scare this poor guy.
I'm not trying to scare him. That's the thing is, he's going to find out one day that his girlfriend competed in the Olympics and she hooked up with like some guy that does the pole vault or something, and he did the pole vault in her fucking anal passage, and she's going to have to like, you know, explain some venereal disease to him and how she got it, you know, at this special Olympics, and it's going to be a much harsher reality then. You know, than it would be now if I just told him the truth now up front of what's really going on there. So I'm sorry, Dalton, if this is like tough love for you, bro. But I just,
no,
I just
you're
want
telling
you
the
to...
truth, man. You're telling the truth.
I mean, that's just, come on. We all know bitches. And they're going to fucking, you know, it's bros before hoes, man. I'm just trying to tell you how it is, Dalton. I'm not trying to get you down. I'm just, you need to know reality. You don't need me here blowing smoke up your ass. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing right now, since that I've known for about 2 years now, is that she loves me dearly and that she wouldn't do anything like that to me.
Yeah, they all say that, bro. I'm
sorry. They all say that, man. What the hell are you talking about?
I've had some rough patches, but I know that she's the one because she always wants to talk to me.
No, dude. You know what she's doing right now? She's packing an extra set of panties, a new, brand new set of panties that you've never seen. All right? I'm sure she had a minute to go online and order up a new little nightgown and sports bra and all this crap so that she can look good for some other, long distance runner or something, or pole vaulter, or God knows what, shot putter. She wants some guy to shot putter right in the pooper shooter. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Oh yeah, just give it to her, bam.
I know Rod. How it is, man. I know exactly how it is. Trust me, brother. I know
Rod
exactly how it is. Wow, okay, we managed to piss off everybody in the chat room. Everybody's gone except for Goofy, me, and one guest listener. Even MILFtastic, a good friend of the show, it got completely repulsed and left the program. So it's just us dudes. So let's have fun. Let's let loose. I wanted to tell you, Dalton, I know a lot of females out there just like your girlfriend. I know what she's doing. I know what she's up to. You know how I know? Because I knew a girl just like her. Absolutely just like her. She's in great shape. She's got a great body. She's got curves that will just knock your socks off. She knows how to use them. And she's going to use them this weekend. Dalton, whether you like it or not. I know. It's tough love, bro. But it's okay. You're not alone. This happened to me, too. Not with your girlfriend, but with another chick. Yeah, let me tell you about her. Her name's Susanna.
We've been together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring. And a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number."
"You fucking whore.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, you motherfucking whore. Susanna. Susanna. Susanna, you crazy fucking whore." That's right, Susanna, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for the Susanna bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Susanna.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Hey, Susanna. Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you. Dooby 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 doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vincent the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Susanna. I think you know her. Oh, yeah, Susanna, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. And my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue, show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth open. What? My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out. And in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater. Because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna. Susanna.
fucking you.
Hey, Susanna.
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 Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Right, shouts to Dalton for coming through. I think I scared him with that song. What just happened, dude? Somebody score? Goofy, what's going on in the background there? Somebody score?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody sent me a tape because they always say I'm a professional person that knows how to tell a con from not a con. Somebody sent me a tape of some guy catching a ball being interviewed from a news. It's fake as hell.
So I'm getting gangbanged on Twitter right now by a bunch of flawless kids.
Fuck the flawless kids.
So Infinity Guitars, an old friend of the program from the Flawless crew.
Infinity Guitars.
She said something. What did she say? She said, oh, I told her, I don't know, I was flirting with her. And she started broadcasting it to all her friends on Twitter. And suddenly I'm getting, she asked me if I wanted to pee on her to warm her up. And I don't know, I just started talking all this smack back and forth with her. And then she's like asking me if I'd bareback fuck one of her gay boyfriends on Twitter. And I was like, no, I'm not a pedophile. The kid looks like he's like 14. And then suddenly I get bombarded because all these kids, I don't know if you're familiar with how Twitter goes, but people like to make sure when they're having a conversation with you, in order to make sure everybody that's following them sees what you're saying to that person, they put a little dot in front of your name or something, or just like will say something before your name so people outside of your conversation will see it. Because the way Twitter works is when you're having a conversation one-on-one with somebody, if you reply to them directly and you say like at Infinity Guitars, only people that are following you, those two people, are going to be able to see the conversation unless you put something else before at. And what a lot of people do is they put a little period. So you'll see a lot of stuff on Twitter where it's like somebody will say period.
So if I at and then period and then Vince in the Bay, it's going to just be me and you?
Yeah, but if you put the period before the at, then everybody will see it that's following you.
Fuck it, here we go.
So I got into like this. I got bombarded with a bunch of tweets from all these different flawless kids. And some of them have funny names. This one has a name, You Are Hard When You Are Har. You Are Hard When You Are Har. The other one is Vagina Dentata.
All right, Vince, did it work or no? I don't even see it on your face.
You don't even, in that case, okay, I just saw your tweet. In that case, what you're doing, in that case, what you did there, you don't even need that dot. What I'm saying is, like, if if you're having, like, if you wanted to put my name out there and have everybody see it, you could get rid of that chillin' wit, like delete chillin' wit, and then just put the dot, Vince in the Bay, and then everybody sees it. I mean, they still see it all the way it is now. But you know, if you didn't want to put chilling wit, you just wanted people to see that you wrote me something, you could just put that dot. It's mostly when people are having a direct conversation that they want other people to see, they'll make sure they put something in front of your name. And what a lot of people do, rather than say, like, so Vince in the Bay is a dickhead, they'll just put dot, Vince in the Bay is a dickhead, like as a statement.
Okay, I get you now.
If you want everybody to know that Vincent the Bay is a gay douchebag, you just say, you know, so everybody check it out. Vincent the Bay is a gay douchebag. That way everybody will see it. But
okay,
if you just want to say simply Vincent the Bay is a gay douchebag, you have to put a dot before it.
And you still have to put the at, right?
Oh, yeah. In order for me to see it, yeah.
Okay.
I'll see it no matter what because I'm following
you. I'm going to do this, people. Let's see if this works.
That's right. We're teaching Goofy Bone how to tweet on the air. That's right, Mexicans. That's right, Mexicans. You can tweet, too. Check it out. We got one right here live on the air tweeting. Yeah, falls to you. Perfect. Perfecto.
Well, I hope I'm smarter now. I hope the trolls will respect me now that I know how to tweet.
Right on. Well, I don't think we have to worry about any trolls tonight. The fucking chat room is empty. I got trolled a little bit earlier. Some dude called in a couple of times, but he got bored and left. So, oh well, no trolls to worry about tonight, I suppose. I got, my homie Goofy Bone holding it down. Although I did, during this tweeting I have, this little tweeting marathon, I was, during one of my tweets, I got mentioned, I had a mention of this chick. I forgot her. Oh, Shanaynay. Shanaynay girl. Oh my God, I can't believe I found her on Twitter. She is beautiful. And I don't know if you're not familiar with Shanaynay girl. Shanaynay actually called into my show one time. It was when the ONTD crew called in and they went nuts on me. And it was pretty epic, and they basically, it was Shanaynay and Razzle Dazzle. Shanaynay and Razzle Dazzle, they were the goddesses for that in one night, and it was a good time. And I don't have the whole clip, a whole bunch of clips from that, but I do have, they're on this 99 Trolls compilation little thing. So why don't I just go into that, shall I? Here's 99 Trolls featuring Razzle Dazzle and the newly found Shanaynay girl. That's right, Shanaynay. She shows up in this clip a little bit. She's awesome. And I don't know, Shanaynay, if you're out there listening, girl, I would love for you to dial me up at 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch-ass trolls say slippity-floppity-floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons.
Celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having trolls,
troll problems. I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one hand.
There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with your vets.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain, and there I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail, cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got 99
problems
and a bitch
ain't
one.
Hit me.
Hello.
Hello. 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And, can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. Alright, it's... I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but... I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone head.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who was this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch.
It sure,
maybe you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist.
Like
she's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Tyrell. Oh, no. Sonny, what the fuck?
Wait, who? What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder.
It's your boy. Vince in the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, it's Vince of the Bay back with Goofy, and I think Dalton's back with us. What's up, Dalton?
I just wanted to say, I just wanted to come back with you on the comment you gave me earlier.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
My girlfriend might be trying to cheat on me this weekend, but at least she's not another guy.
Fair enough.
You could only ask for anything more. I mean, come on.
I just got trolled by Dalton.
Oh God!
Hard. He just owned me.
Well, just like the trolls say, I'm always the anonymous Mexican, so I can give a shit.
Exactly. So, are you a big fan of Peter Fonda by any chance? The guy from Easy Rider.
The guy that draws the pictures.
No, Peter Fonda, the actor.
Peter Fonda, like Jane Fonda's dad?
No, Jane Fonda's brother.
Oh, brother. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What happened? He died?
Peter Fonda launched a... Well, right now, in Cannes, France, they have the Cannes Film Festival going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Fonda was over there, and I guess he was doing some press. And he launched a four-letter attack on U.S. President Barack Obama at the Cannes Film Festival on Wednesday, calling him a traitor over the handling of the aftermath of the Gulf oil spill. The star of the 1969 road movie Easy Rider was in Cannes for the premiere of the film The Big Fix by Rebecca and Josh Tickle, the only feature documentary in the official selection of the Cannes Film Festival this year. Fonda, a keen environmentalist and producer of the film, which centers on the explosion of the BP oil rig Deepwater Horizon, the ensuing spill and its consequences... I guess that's the film. That's what the film's about, I guess. So Fonda produced this film about the BP oil rig disaster, And now he's doing press over in Cannes, France, at the Cannes Film Festival. And he's accusing the White House of trying to gag reporting on the issue. So he's on the offensive. That's right. I forgot, what's his name from Easy Rider? I got to figure out his name. Oh, this is great. Oh, he's doing his civic duty here, this Peter Fonda.
Hey, Vince, hold on. I'm cleaning the toilets. I think this toilet's Debbie Daly's. It's full of shit. So hold on, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Go for it, bro.
All right, we've got to move on to the next one. Next one, Desert Rose right here, her toilet. Oh, it's full of
oh
beans.
Oh, my God,
yes.
I can smell that from here, bro. I can close that stall. I can smell it from here, bro. Come on.
Oh, God. I got to get out of here, though. That's a stench. Oof. Oh, my.
I don't think it's safe there, dude.
Desert Rose, please clean your pooper. Fuck. Oh, my God. She better lay low.
Oh. Messed up, dude. Yeah, so Easy Rider, the guy from Easy Rider, Peter Fonda, he's got a new film, The Big Fix. It's a documentary. Interesting. The BP oil spill. And, of course, I'm sure all proceeds from his film are going to go to restoring the Gulf, of course, right? It's got to be a nonprofit. He's not going to exploit this tragedy, is he? Whatever. I had this dude on my show, last week, Justin. He does videography, and he does some behind-the-scenes videography for these two actresses in Hollywood. They have a website. It's called, I think, actingoutlaws.com. It might be what it is, Acting Outlaws. I don't know. If you Google Acting Outlaws, there's these two hot chicks, hot Hollywood actresses, like smoking hot. Like I really want to get them on the show. But they embark on this journey for charity to raise for the Gulf Coast whatever victims. They decide to get on their motorcycles and do the drive from L.A. to New Orleans in celebration of or in commemoration of the route that and allegedly they're taking the route that was taken by the rider the gentleman who drove in the film Easy Rider that I was talking about. You ever seen Easy Rider, the film, before, Goofy?
Yeah, with Dennis Hopper, right?
Yeah, Dennis Hopper, Peter Fonda. So allegedly there's an official route that they took during the course of that film, and these chicks apparently rode that route on their bikes, and they documented it. And it's called Acting Outlaws, and these chicks are fucking babes. Got to check him out.
Peter Fonda's name was Wyatt.
Wyatt, that's what's up. He had the kick-ass, like, his motorcycle had the big handlebars, the big whatever gooseneck handlebars.
Yeah. I didn't know it was fucking German motorcycle though.
Was it? I thought it was like a Harley or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading something. It's a replica they have. It was a replica, but they used a German motorcycle for it. Sorry. Don't quote Goofy Bones. He just got done cleaning the shitters. Oh, fuck. That was a nasty stench. Shouts out to the Desert Rose. Oof.
You're a brave man, bro. You're a brave man to do that duty.
Well, Vince, sometimes a Mexican can only do so much. I mean, look at Mexicans screw Arnold Schwarzenegger, and look what happens. They screw him at the end. So don't fuck with the Mexican people, because remember who cleans the place where you put your ass. I mean, I could put snakes in the fucking toilet and just nip you.
But no, I'm a nice guy. But anyway. So what was the name of the root? Did it have a name?
No, I don't know. No. I mean, I guess now it has a name. You could probably Google Easy Rider Motorcycle Route, something like that. Maybe that gives you something. I don't know.
Route 66?
Maybe. That might be part of it. Where's Route 66?
That's what it says. It says, on the path to Easy Riders, Route 66.
Perhaps.
Whatever. So, Vince, I was listening to one of your shows the other day. Rage Against the Machines are going to be at the L.A. Coliseum?
Yeah, isn't that fucking badass, dude?
Fuck, God, I want to go, man. Shit.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine, Muse, Rise Against, Immortal Technique, and Lauryn Hill, I think. It's going to be out of control, dude.
Lauryn Hill? Fucking Lauryn
Hill. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Let me look it up.
Yeah, I'm down to go for a fuck. I went to that Rage when they were in Frisco in the Giants parking lot.
Yeah, I went to that too. Rock the Bells. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was fucking off the chain.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I was backstage at that, bro.
I was in front row.
For real.
All fucked up off my ass, and these broads took me home to their pad, and I spent the night there. I ended up doing one of them in the morning. And they took me back to San Jose. That was the fucking greatest night ever. And I mean ever. That I've had in a while. I was like, fuck. That was some shit. That was... And to top it all off, I see my cousin that I haven't seen in like 10 years there. It's like, wow, that's fucking... Shout out to my cousin Jay.
Raging Against the Machine, bringing people together.
Fuck yeah.
That was a great show. That was a great lineup, too. Woo. It was Wu-Tang was on that lineup, Immortal Technique, EPMD, Tyleb Kweli, The Coup. That's who I was there with, was The Coup. I was doing videography for them. Hieroglyphics was there, Blackalicious. Damn, there's so many people, so many legends at that show. And Rage Against the Machine was headlining it. It was sick. It was off the chain. There were so many people there, man. I got to find the video. I shot a bunch of video for that, man. I got to show it to you.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I'm hella down. So if you're ever down to do shit like that, Vince, shit, hit me up. I'm hella down to go to fucking crazy ass concerts like that. Cause you know some of my friends, they're not into all that, but fuck, I like all types of music. And Rage was a fucking, when they came out, man, fuck, I was that's what we needed in our time, and when they fucking came out, man, oh fuck, shout out to Rage Against the Machine. Hello? Did you hang up?
Yeah, I'm here, dude. I'm here, bro. Oh, okay. I wish I had... I don't have any Rage Against the Machine queued up, unfortunately. I have played on my show a lot of Street Sweeper Social Club. Have I talked to you about them before?
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. It was that one murder song you had.
Oh,
this
clap
for the
murder. Yeah. Clap for the Killers. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
clap for the Killers, yeah. But shit, who does that Street Sweet Social Club? Does Zach do that, or who does it?
That's that would be Tom Morello, the guitarist from Raging Machine.
Oh, Tom does. Okay, Zach does the what you call it, the Day of the One Day of the Leon or the Lion.
One Day as a Lion. One Day as a Lion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A pretty fast project too.
Yeah. The fucking Rage is off the chain. Those guys, and you know what pisses me off is when you remember that shit that happened over there at the fucking Music Awards where that dude was climbing that fucking thing. You remember that?
Yeah, that's the incident that led to the end of Rage Against the Machine for a while.
Yeah, yeah. That was so fucking, I was mad. But you know, fucking.
You
shit,
mad,
Rage,
bro? You mad?
I was hella mad.
Yeah, that wasn't very flattering for Rage Against the Machine at all. He looked like a freaking idiot. It made him look
yeah,
real
he looked like a fucking
bad.
Idiot, and it pissed me off because it's like,
Come on, you guys are like one of the greatest bands ever. You guys are, you guys fucking, if you guys could have kept going, could have probably toppled fucking Nirvana. You know what I mean? It's like fucking shit. Rage is fucking off the chain, but I mean, just climb up a stupid little tree and stay there till security. Get the fuck out of here. For real. For real, but shit. One of my favorite songs is Bulls on Parade. I love that song, and then Street Fighting Man. Shit. When I do my homeboy workouts, fuck, I do it to Rage. Street Fighter Man is the one I fucking, because that reminds me of the old Metal Gear, when you get caught by the cameras, the sound, it sounds just like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Much love, Rage Against the Machine. I love it.
Yeah, man. I hear you, bro. I want to try to go down to that L.A. Coliseum show myself, and I don't know, maybe I'll make it happen. It's still like over a month and a half away, I think. And like I said, I don't have any Rage lined up here, but I will play a little bit of Street Sweeper Social Club, and this track is Somewhere in the World It's Midnight, and Somewhere in Their World It Is After Midnight, although we're coming up on the midnight hour. That would be, it's still, 11:26 here on the West Coast. We've got about 33 minutes, a little over 33 minutes left to go in the program. If you want to join me and Goofy, the number 347-826-7667. We'll be right back after this message from Street Sweeper Social Club.
Transmission read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition, come on. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. They couldn't tie me, time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. This force between the stars is dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine. They claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to fix flames until the shit changed. Until we switch games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drank and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists, let's get tumultuous. And bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And putting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gear. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot you big. Come on, come on with it. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince, back here with you. Goofy's with me. If you're just joining us, we were talking about Peter Fonda. He's at the Cannes Film Festival representing a film about the oil rig explosion and disaster in the deep water off the deep water Horizon rig that exploded, and the subsequent spill. Apparently, there's been a documentary released at Cannes Film Festival this week, and Peter Fonda is talking smack about President Obama, and he's not the only one. There's apparently people are talking a lot of smack about world leaders at the Cannes Film Festival, and I guess this is no shock to people. People like to be outrageous down at the Cannes Film Festival. The Cannes Film Festival has never been a place to shy away from politics, that's for sure. It's not enough that official competition entry Melancholia's director, Lars von Trier, who I like Lars von Trier, to be honest, TBH. Lars von Trier is an auteur. I believe he's a Danish filmmaker. He does a lot of, what's crazy is he does a lot of films about American culture and American life. And I believe, unless something's happened over the last 5 or 10 years, I don't know. But at one point, he had never stepped foot in the continental United States. He's afraid of flying, and he won't fly out of Europe. And he had never been to the United States ever before. And he's done a ton of films about the United States. He did a film starring Bjork. I don't know if you're familiar with Bjork, but it's called Dancer in the Dark. Lars von Trier did that film. And that's a film set in America, in a factory in America. It's a beautiful film, too. If you haven't seen that film, do yourself a favor, especially if you like what's her name, Bjork. So the guy that did that film, Lars von Trier, he's over in Cannes as well, stirring things up. Lars von Trier stirred things up Wednesday by signaling out Hitler and Nazis for his admiration, forcing the festival to ask for an apology. The last couple days have been presidential.
Vin.
What?
Hold on, somebody's at my door.
Oh, shit. Is it the cops?
No. Oh, it's a chick.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's a bitch? She want a bone?
Hold on real quick.
All right, man.
Hey, what's up? Hey, baby. What's up? How you doing?
Uh oh.
Okay.
Oh no, it's on. Is it on, bro?
Hey Vince, I'll call you later.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bro. Give her a bone, bro. Give her a motherfucking
bone.
I gotta
do.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Later, people in Disorder Conduct Land.
Right on, brother. Thanks, Goofy Bone. Appreciate the love. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. And there he goes, Goofy Bone. Gonna go give another lady a bone. So, I don't know. What else can you say? But do it, Goofy. Give her a bone.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Girl, you must understand, I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone, giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips.
to do. She's starting to have feelings and act like a fool. I told her I'm the guy on the side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'ma play it for life and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zipper on her dress. That's the body of the year and it tastes so good. She likes to nail because I got that wood. Getting it hard where eyes roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home, because I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince. Back with you. 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes to take your calls. 347-826-7667. Shouts to Goofy Bone for coming through. That was cool to have him on. And the lines are wide open now, so feel free to dial me up. Get on the horn. Don't be shy. Tonight's your night. Okay, so as I was talking about earlier, the Cannes Film Festival's in full swing, apparently, over there in France, the south of France, Francais. And like I said, this guy, this Danish film director, Lars von Trier, I don't know how you say that. It's Lars von Trier, Lars von Trier. Anyways. This guy, he's a Cannes Film Festival veteran. He's always been controversial. And he's got this new film out called Melancholia. And apparently he was, I guess, so fed up with doing press for this film that he made a comment that didn't go over well with the press pool. And he was essentially forced into an apology. As of 9 a.m. Wednesday, or today, or whatever, Lars von Trier issued an apology, saying saying, quote, if I have hurt someone with this morning with the words I said at this press conference, I sincerely apologize. I am not anti-Semitic or racially prejudiced in any way, nor am I a Nazi. My God. Are you kidding me? Wow, I don't know what he said exactly. I'm trying to figure out what he said. Here's the original story. As per usual, you can leave it to Danish director Lars von Trier to make waves at the Cannes Film Festival. But now enough may be enough. The controversial Helmer set more than a few mouths agape. Lars von Trier, participating at the Cannes Film Festival for the 11th time, and the controversial Helmer set more than a few mouths agape at a press conference following the 8 a.m. press screening of his latest opus, Melancholia. Because asked at one point about his German roots, though he was actually born in Copenhagen in 1956, Von Trier jumped right in with the kind of, quote, "Is he putting us on or what?" abandon he is known for. I guess he's kind of a shooting from the hip type of sharp-mouthed guy. I guess he's really opinionated, maybe. I don't know. But this quote in here that they have from him says, "For a long time I was a Jew, and I was happy to be a Jew. Then I met Susan Beer." Susan Beer is a fellow Danish film director, and she actually won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film this year. All right, back to the quote. "And I wasn't so happy. But then I found out I was actually a Nazi. My family was German. That also gave me the pleasure. What can I say? I understand Hitler. I can sympathize with him a bit." This dude said this at a fucking film festival press junket. Are you kidding me? I can understand Hitler. Wow. Ballsy, dude. Ballsy. Sometimes when the one angry Jew is on this program, I can understand Hitler, too. So I don't think that's such a shocking statement, but whatever. But apparently that wasn't enough. Von Trier kept going.
"I don't mean I'm in favor of World War II, or I'm not against Jews, not even Suzanne Beer. In fact, I'm very much in favor of Jews, all Jews. Well, Israel is a pain in the ass, but how can I get out of this sentence? Okay, I'm a Nazi."
That was his fucking quote. Are you fucking shitting me? He openly says, "I'm a Nazi," like three times in this interview. It's brilliant. Brilliant. I hope he sells more tickets to that stupid movie, because it probably sucks. I've seen all his films before. Most of them are really, really just esoteric and boring, and I wouldn't recommend any of it, except for a couple of them. One being The Idiots, another being Dancer in the Dark, which I talked about earlier. So yeah, this guy is the guy that directed Dancer in the Dark. That's the Twisted Mind that brought to you Dancer in the fucking Dark. Oh my God. So he issued a statement apologizing for saying he's a Nazi. But if you're interested, that story comes courtesy of Deadline.com. And if you're a Nazi and you want to weigh in on the situation, there you go. There it is. Anywho, wow, it's fucking... shit fucking cleared out. Shouts to Goofy Bone for coming through. Shouts to Dalton for coming through. I think I pissed Dalton off, to be honest. I didn't mean that. I was just joshing with him. I don't really think that Dalton's... Just for the record, Dalton, if you're listening... I don't think your girlfriend's going to cheat on you this weekend, dude. I'm sorry if you took me serious on that. I wouldn't sweat it, bro. But it is what it is. Hey, it could be worse. I could be stuck in the south of France with a bunch of press... pool people hanging on my every word, just poking me and prodding me and trying to get me to admit that I'm a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. Lars von Trier, the director of the new film Melancholia, apparently is a Nazi, though. It doesn't really even say what his film's about. right. So I guess he's still shopping for distribution for this film, Melancholia. How's this for ultimate film marketing nightmare? For the ultimate film marketing nightmare. You're the Israeli film distributor for Lars von Trier's Melancholia. That's the problem faced by Shani Films, the company that had bought and had been ready to release the director's new movie until 3 days ago. It didn't seem unwise to release the film. You had a movie with a sci-fi element and actors that travel, like Kirsten Dunst and Charlotte Gainsbourg. And Shani had experience with Lars von Trier's work and had previously released his 2006 workplace comedy, The Boss of It All. So this Israeli distributor is suddenly having a dilemma with this film director that just called himself a Nazi at this film festival. So brilliant marketing. I think it'll sell out. It'll sell more tickets in Israel now. Why wouldn't it? According to one source who was briefed on the discussions but asked not to be identified because of their proprietary nature, the Danish film entity that had been handling international rights for the picture has offered the company, the Israeli company, Shani, the opportunity to revert the rights and to reimburse the fees, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, this guy is having a hard time getting distribution in Israel now because he said something. He's got a film with Kirsten Dunst in it. Dunst? I call her Dunce. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's take some calls. Oh, hey, some folks are here. Looks like Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu.
Hi, Vince. I failed you so much tonight.
Why?
I fell asleep so hard, and now I'm here 15 minutes to the end of the show.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm glad you're here now. I had a good show. It was a slow night. There wasn't a lot of traffic, but Goofy Bone held it down with me for a long time. Dalton has been in and out. I think Dalton and I have a love-hate relationship now.
Dalton's so cute.
I kind of made fun of his girlfriend, and I feel bad about that.
Nice.
And he's back, so maybe I should apologize to him now. Dalton, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, bro, I don't know if you heard me a second ago, but I just for the record, you know I was kidding when I was talking about your girlfriend cheating on you this weekend, right?
Yeah, I was getting back at you, though.
Cool, man. Yeah, I was just giving you a hard time, man. I was trying to have fun with you. I don't really think your girlfriend's going to cheat on you at the Special Olympics this weekend. I think she's going to have a great time. I think you're her knight in shining armor. And she will think about you her entire time competing there over the weekend, and she'll do you proud, bro. I bet you she comes home with a first place ribbon or medal or whatever the fuck they give them over there.
Yeah, if it's first place, it's going to be a medal, gold medal.
That's yeah, man. I hope she brings home the gold.
So do I. She leaves.
Oh, hey, Dalton, do you want to tell Kishu what about your readings you gave me today?
Why don't you tell it, Vince?
Don't
be pushing on Vince. Come on, spill it.
I want to hear you tell it, Dalton. I think it'd be funnier or funner if you tell it.
About my mishap for the reading or the
about no
reading?
About the okay Dalton gave me two readings tonight, one on Debbie Daly's show and one on this show, and the one on Debbie Daly's show I asked him, to give me a romantic forecast for the rest of the year. And the one on this show, I asked him to give me a financial forecast for the rest of the year. And Dalton, why don't you tell Kishu what? First of all, tell Kishu what my financial forecast was for the rest of the year.
The only thing I told him was going to be good.
Okay, it's going to be good. So I'm going to have money, Kishu. Check this out. All right, I'm going to be loaded.
Awesome.
And then, all right, now, what was my romantic forecast for the rest of the year?
That you would be seeing a blonde.
No, that wasn't it, though. That wasn't everything, though. What was your initial forecast?
It's a good thing I had black hair, right?
the first one.
What did you say? When I first came out, what did you say?
At first, I saw you and Kishu.
Aww.
But then he told me about the distance, so.
Did he tell you I was a lesbian, too?
Pardon?
I'm just kidding, Dalton. I'm just kidding. No, I have lots of love for Vince. Lots of love for Vince. He puts up with my shit every night, so.
I shot him down. You gotta hear the archives, but I shot him down. I was like, dude, I can't get with her, dude. It's just no. Give me something else. And then he's just like, okay, well then I see you with the blonde. I see you with the blonde. I was like, you're just gonna give me some dumb blonde now? What the fuck, dude? I don't even like blondes. I like brunettes.
You're going to end up with a blonde. Watch.
I've been with blondes before, and they've been a nightmare. I mean, they've been some of the best.
You have more fun, dude. Haven't you heard the saying?
They've been the best times of my life. Like, I seriously felt like a rock star dating the blondes, but I also felt like a rock star in the sense of, like, sort of, you know, the rock star lifestyle style, like throwing televisions across the room and out windows and shit, just violence. Extreme violence. And I'm not saying violence coming from me.
I don't think that anybody should ever be in a relationship with you.
No, you don't understand. It wasn't me with doing the violence. It's the chick. This chick was throwing shit and hit. She would beat me. I never touched her. I can't do it. I'm not capable of doing that. I would let a chick beat the
shit
out of me.
That's hilarious.
Or I would, like, fight back.
Can I come beat you up when I come to San Francisco?
Yeah, you probably, yeah, of course. They always do. Like, the chicks always just beat the shit out of me. Pretty much every chick that
we'll put
I've
it
ever,
on YouTube.
Every chick I've ever, like, gotten to know, either as a friend or as a lover, have always just wanted to beat the shit out of me all the time. I always drive them fucking nuts. Either that or they're already pre-nutted out before I get to them. But I think it's a little bit of both. I think I just make them even crazier. That's why I'm single.
Pre-nutted out, huh? Sorry.
Have you guys... sorry if I'm changing the subject, Vince, but have y'all ever seen the movie The Fourth Kind?
No.
It's a really good movie. It's based on a true story that happened in Alaska. And it's about a therapist. I can't think of her name. Her middle name is Emily, as a matter of fact. I know her, but I can't think of her first name right off bat. But anyway, she has all her clients that come in all tell her that they've seen the exact same thing, an owl staring at them from through the window before they get abducted.
All right, you're freaking me out, bro. You're freaking me
the
hell out.
No, I'm not.
Well, you know, it's It's scary because I actually, where I live, I have an owl that lives right outside my window. No joke. Like, I promise I'm not lying. I know normally I'm full of shit, but I'm not full of shit. There's an owl. Like, and it's been there for years, though. But, I mean, at night, a lot of the time, especially in the summer, I'll hear it out there hooting away. And I'm just like, oh, go to sleep, owl. But they, you know, they like to, you know, be awake when I'm asleep, so.
But anyway, it's a really good movie. You should check it out. It's called The Fourth Kind.
Have to do that.
Wait,
I'm more interested right now in that Melancholy movie. That sounds freaking hilarious.
Oh, did you? I want to send this to Burns.
I
think Burns would appreciate this guy. Did you hear the quote that he said?
Why does everybody think Burns is a Nazi?
but he would laugh,
I'm sure.
Yeah, this guy, I guess he got so fed up in an interview. He's just like, you know what, fuck it. You know, I'm German. I figured out, you know what, fuck it. I'm a Nazi, all right? Shoot me. I'm a Nazi, okay? And it pissed off people so much that he had to issue an apology because his distributor in Israel was like saying, what can I do? I can't do shit now. What the hell am I supposed to do? He says he's a Nazi? How am I? I am the Israeli distributor of this film. How am I supposed to sell this to my... And you know what I think? I think it was planned. I think if anything, it'll sell more tickets in Israel. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah. It would. Of course it would.
So Deb Daly did a little quick drive-by. She says, hi, Kishu and Vince and everybody else. And then she left. She was in for like 5 seconds. Whatever.
Oh, Deb Daly.
We're gonna wrap it up here in a second. Dalton, thank you so much for coming through, bro. I really appreciate you and all your knowledge and your intuitive readings. Kishu, I'm so happy you made it before we got finished. I was really glad to hear from you.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And you didn't miss anything. It was just kind of
bummed, though, you know. I woke up and I was like, ah, 15 minutes. No, I feel like a failure because, you know, I'm your teammate now. I'm the Vince in the Bay. Hey.
Yeah, I would say you are definitely, if there's a team to be had here, you're certainly on it. And if anybody's listening, that's listening live, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And check out Kishu on Twitter, too. You got to pimp your Twitter sometimes, Kishu.
twitter.com/KishuZykova. It's VYKOVA.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was going to suggest that... maybe you start talking in a Russian accent more.
I know you told me that.
Since you want to be such a big part of the show now, I think you should start acting more like a real Kishu Zykova. I know you're a spy and you've assimilated into Western culture, and you're able to mask your Russian accent. But I think it would really help listenership if they knew I had like a real hot Russian mail order bride on the show. And plus it's fucking really fucking sexy as fuck when you talk with a Russian accent.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Now say it like a couple of sentences to me in Russian, or the Russian accent, in Russian too. That'd be cool. But or at least a Russian accent.
Now you put me on the spot, dude. I'm just kidding. Luigi me is the Vince in the Bay.
That's it?
That means eat my pussy, Vince in the Bay. Yeah.
Right. So, now say that again. say it in English, but with a Russian accent.
Vince in the Bay likes the butt sex.
Right, fuck it. Forget it. Never mind. Forget it. I'm just gonna leave. Hey, Dalton, thanks again, bro.
I'll get you tomorrow.
All right. Have a fantastic evening, everybody, or morning, or whatever the hell time it is where you are. And I guess we'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow night is going to be the last show ever. The end of the world is Saturday. And I don't know. Maybe I'll do an end of the world party show on Saturday. Yeah. So tomorrow's going to be the apocalypse party. Stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, enjoy the internet, kids, while it's still here. Bye-bye. For coming through at the last minute. You're beautiful, and I think you're really super hot and super cool, and I think a lot of people would agree, right, Harris Faulkner? Harris Faulkner, is Kishu not like the hottest thing ever?
No doubt, an oof factor of 10.
All right, there you have it. Good night.